Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day. And we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Just remember, that's the number you call any time for assistance or let me remind you, if you have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number and phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-90. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is another beautiful day on Siegel Radio, and we do celebrate on a regular basis. Yeah, of course we celebrate on a regular basis. I love to celebrate, and today it's National Stuffing Day. So if you enjoy stuff, this is just a precursor. You have to get ready. You have to get the warm-up going, just like in any sport. You have to prepare yourself. And, you know, Thanksgiving, probably a contact sport or a just practice. You got to practice making the stuffing. And I, of course, will be available to practice the consumption of the stuffing. That's just one of the things that I do as a public service to anybody. Checking the markets right now. What is going on the markets? Yes, they are up. Remember, though, don't get fooled this week. It's easy to get fooled when you're in a holiday week. There will be extreme volatility in the market. I would suggest pay very little attention to the stock market, the bond market, any of the markets there. It's just not worth spending a lot of time watching this week, because the volume will probably be extremely low. That's a norm on a holiday week like this. A lot of the traders are gone out having fun, enjoying time with their family. I would recommend you do the same. And you'll see low volume, which means that anytime there's anything goes on, that it's have a much larger impact than it really should have or normally would have. So don't pay a whole lot of attention. Now, if you are in the process of purchasing a home, the guidance that I will be sharing with our team will be that this might be a good time to lock. If you can get some bias in the market, if you can get some activity in the market, just because we don't know which direction it's going to go. There's been a nice Trump rally. We generally do see a Santa Claus rally. So if all those things are the case, my suggestion would be take a look at the markets. If it's good for you to lock in, you may want to take advantage of that and get your loans locked when the market appears proper. Now, there are some people that are going to say, you know something, I don't want to do that. I think I'm going to float it because I think that's what the market will be best for us over the long term. Hey, not a problem there either. I'm just sharing with you what the markets look like, because we are seeing that the Dow is up a little bit. There's not a lot of economic news to push the Dow Jones Industrial Average up. I've seen the bonds, the mortgage-backed securities this morning, they've been reacting rather nicely this morning. So you can see some benefits in that area as well. Oil up $1.63. Went to Costco this weekend, $2.25 a gallon for gasoline. Here in the state of confusion, shocked the heck out of me that I was going to get gasoline cheap, but I guess it's just a Costco thing. They were battling, so I took advantage of it. Did you go and take advantage of that yourselves? Just making that suggestion out there. 213.9 is the national average of gasoline. 269.6 is our average right here in state of confusion. So we are separating a little bit. Talking about being a very, very busy travel season, so the idea of having gas prices dropping like this, does it have anything to do with the regulation changes that are on the horizon from the announcements from the Trump administration? Do you think it might have anything to do with the idea of that huge discovery in Texas that they have? That might have a benefit to it as well. I'm just suggesting some of these things might be beneficial. They might be happening in a good way. And maybe we'll see gas prices continue to decline. Not declining. Unbelievable. Another one of the loony awards. The Un-American Music Awards. And yes, I do refer to it as the Un-American Music Awards. I didn't watch it. I saw the lowlights of it. I did learn some things from it. And this is something that I did not know before. I never realized so much the issue was of some of the, or the job, or how they got their job, of a runway model. So I think the person's name, Gigi Hadid, found out what her real purpose is. To walk, look good, and not speak, because when she opens her mouth, she looks like a fool. Talking about, and now there's some even saying maybe she looks like a racist. Did you catch any of those clips? Or did you see it on some of the social media channels this morning? They're talking about this Miss Gigi Hadid and her rant about Melania Trump, about the current first family of the United States. Wasn't funny, wasn't in good taste. And then you get some artist that I don't even know if anybody's ever heard of, Green Day, talking about no Trump, no KKK during their performance of something called Bang Bang. I don't even know what the heck Bang Bang is, but another one of the un-American award shows. And you wonder why these shows keep dropping in popularity. Well, there you go. You see some of these things. They don't realize that they're in the entertainment business. If they want to be political commentators, more power to them. Go do it. Go get a job. See if anybody will listen. And see if you can get anybody to watch what you have to say. But when you go to an award show, aren't you going there for a good time? Aren't you going there to be with your family, to enjoy the performances? You know, we saw that with the performance of Hamilton, where they insulted the vice president-elect when he was there with his daughter and some nieces. Is that the right venue? Is that the right time? Is that the right place for these type of activities? I'm going to leave that up to you. You probably could guess my opinion on it. But why do they continually do this? Why do they think that that is their forum when somebody is paying good money to go and see a show, to go and be entertained, that they want to come up with these dumb rants that they think that somebody really cares about their opinion? You know, they have the right. They have that right. I don't say that they don't have the right to their opinion. That's why we're in this country. That's why we love this country, is because everybody does have that right. But what my point is don't others have a right as well? Don't others have the opportunity to go enjoy? Just a thought for you. Just a thought right there, Ron Siegel Radio. A couple other good issues in the marketplace as well. Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, calling on the media to hold a national summit on how to provide fair coverage. Isn't that a great one to hear about? Got to love those applause meters. That way it gives you a chance to get a drink and get something in the throat. So Dr. Ben Carson delivering remarks during a Trump campaign event at DoubleTree November 1st, obviously before the election. Nominee highlighted what they see as failures in different areas of the society. But Carson told Fox News that the media is only business that is protected by our Constitution. They are proposed to be on the side of the people. They're not supposed to be distorting the information that they give in order to put forth a particular viewpoint or an ideology. And that is what they're doing.
So I know who's asked to kick.
But it is the truth. It's amazing how they're in this arena of doing these kind of things. They've one after the other. The problem here is that they continually just talk to themselves. They're like sheep, and they continue going down the same path. Yeah, somebody let those sheep in the studio this morning. But they continue going down the same path, talking to themselves, listening to themselves, not hearing what anybody else has to say. And not, so if you hear, that's the whole issue. That's the fun part of this right here is the bottom line. Think about this. If you go to a debate and there's only one side of the debate, does anybody learn anything at all? That's my point right there. Is nobody learns anything when there's only one side to the debate. So you need to have multiple sides, multiple points of view, if anybody's going to learn anything at all. That's why I have no problem with those who decide that they choose to debate on our social media pages. As long as it's no vulgarity and it's respectful, why would I care? I can learn something that way when you have a difference of opinions. Now, it is kind of ironic, though, looking at the weekend talk shows. You gotta love this one. CNN, the Clinton News Network's own Chris Cuomo. I wonder if there's any relation to all the New York Cuomos that have caused so much problem over the years. But in any way, Chris Cuomo wants to know if Donald Trump is going to continue tweeting once he is inaugurated as president. And I thought it was great listening to the response from Kellyanne Conway, a senior advisor to Donald Trump. She didn't understand what Mr. Cuomo's issue was. Does Mr. Cuomo have a problem that Donald Trump has 25 million Twitter followers and the fact that maybe they're going to actually hear the truth of what he has to say? Maybe they'll hear the truth of what his agenda is. If Mr. Cuomo wants to try and silence this, that's very interesting. Social media, the new media of the day, very interesting that Trump feels that it's just a straight way for him to go right to people with his message without that message being distorted by people like Cuomo, by people like this Gigi Hadid. Well, apparently maybe Kanye West. He just walked off the stage at his show. I wonder, and the promoters had to give everybody their money back. How long will they continue doing these things with character? Just a thought, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, winter is coming. Maybe if you look in Southern California right now, winter was here. Might be over already. How can I consolidate my debt based on your current spending? When can you retire? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or you can go right to iTunes, mbelinks.com/iTunes. That'll take you right to the Ron Siegel Radio page on iTunes. You can get a full subscription right there, totally for free. Easy way to do it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a
veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your home. You can't get that equity position just from going online. That's something you have to do by chatting with somebody. There's information that is not public. It's not hard to figure out if somebody wanted to calculate it, but it's really not totally public information. Winter is coming. Five reasons to sell now. People across the country are beginning to think about what their life will look like next year. It happens every fall. We ponder whether we should relocate to a different part of the country to find better year-round weather. Yeah, I know it's a little rainy here in Southern California today. We got our one day of rain for the year. Perhaps move across the state for job opportunities. Maybe move out of the state to get rid of some of the tax liabilities. Homeowners in this situation must consider whether they should sell their house now or wait. If you are one of these potential sellers, here are five important reasons that you might want to use to make your decision. Number one, demand is strong. The latest Realtors Confidence Index from the National Association of Realtors shows that buyer demand remains very strong throughout the vast majority of the country. Those buyers are really willing and able to purchase and are in the market right now. Take advantage of the buyer activity currently in the market. Number two, there is less competition now. According to NAR's latest, the National Association of Realtors, latest existing home sales report, the supply of homes for sale is still under the six-month supply that is needed for a normal housing market, which is 4.5 months. This means in most areas there are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the number of buyers in that market. That is good news for home prices. However, additional inventory is on the way. I mean, additional housing, that's the new home starts that we were talking about last week. There is a pent-up desire for many homeowners to move as they were unable to sell over the last few years because of a negative equity situation. Homeowners are now seeing a return to positive equity as real estate values have increased over the last 2 years. Many of these homes will be coming to the market soon. Also, as builders regain confidence in the market, new construction of single-family homes is projected to continue to increase, reaching historic levels in 2017. Last month's new home sales numbers show that many buyers who have not been able to find their dream homes within the existing inventory have turned to new construction to fulfill their needs. The choices buyers will have will continue to increase. Don't wait until all this other inventory comes to market before you make a decision. Number three, the process will be quicker. Fannie Mae announced that they anticipate an acceleration in home sales that will surpass 2007's pace. As the market heats up, banks will be inundated with loan inquiry, causing closing timelines to lengthen. Selling now will make the process quicker and simpler. Number four, there'll never be a better time to move up. If you're moving up to a more expensive home, consider doing it now. Prices are projected to appreciate by 5.2% over the next year, According to CoreLogic, if you are moving to a higher priced home, it will wind up costing you more in raw dollars, both in down payment and mortgage payment, if you wait. According to Freddie Mac's latest report, you can also lock in your 30-year housing expense with an interest rate of 3.9% right now. Interest rates are projected to increase moderately over the next 12 months. Even a small increase in rate will have a big impact on your housing cost. It has a big impact on your housing cost. That means your purchasing power will diminish. You will not be able to buy as big a house if the interest rates go up because you may not qualify for it. Number five, it's time to move on with your life. Look at the reason you decided to sell in the first place and to determine whether it is worth waiting. Is money more important than having the freedom to go on with your life the way you think you should? Only you know the answer to the questions. You have the power to take control of the situation by putting your home on the market or not. And perhaps the time has come for you and your family to move on and start living the life you desire. Maybe you need more bedrooms. Maybe it's time to downsize. Maybe you are one of those seniors that we are going to be chatting with in a very, very significant way in the coming weeks and months as we continue to plan our senior symposiums for seniors and baby boomers, those that want to get to the point of being able to retire. We will be holding those the third Saturday every month next year. We might December off. But the whole idea here is, what is the information that you need to know? What is the information you want to know? What is it that concerns you most? And once you can answer those questions, then we're going to be able to get to work on finding the solutions for you. Now, we have a whole host of items that we hear on a regular basis. Do you know what the seniors' biggest two issues are that they call us about? They want to know about their living independence. And they want to know, are they going to be able to, is their money going to last until they're, well, as long as they do? Those are the biggest issues I hear on a regular basis. I don't want to be a burden to my children is one of the biggest issues I hear regularly. How do we address those things? Well, we can very simple. Once you know the question, which I've heard from you, then we go out and we find some of the answers. We talk to people about retirement planning. How do you get money that you need? How do you afford that house that you're in? Maybe you want to be looking at a different property. Maybe you want to be looking at a different location. Maybe you need to figure out, can I hire somebody to come into my house and help take care of me? What are the costs involved in those things? There's a big misconception about senior communities. It used to be called retirement homes. And it used to be that our seniors, they hated them because they knew that it was a one-way street. They were the place that you could go to die. Just calling it like it is. That is not the case anymore. Yes, there are some places that are that way, but there are others that are not that way. There are other places that are great places for people to live, for people to enjoy life, to enjoy their golden years. Now, if that's the case, how do you know which is which? Well, we're going to have some expert there to help with that. How about the people that help with the telephone systems that you can use as seniors? We pay every month, everybody pays an ADA fee on their telephone bill. Where does that money go to? Well, it goes to help find compliant devices for people that need them. Well, we're going to bring some planners, some people that can help out in that arena as well. How about, obviously, hearing aids, cognitive issues? The people from the Alzheimer's organization, very, very active in coming to work with us, chatting with some attorneys, senior attorneys, elder care attorneys. They're going to be part of our program as well. So there's a lot of things coming on now. The thing that I need from you, I need your questions. I need to know what you want to know. What is keeping you up at night? What is concerning you most? And if you can email those to me, ron@ronsiegelradio.com, text them to me, private message them to me on Facebook or Twitter. All of those are ways that we can get the right information. I can guarantee you we can't tell you what we don't know you want to know. If you let us know what's bothering you, we can do our best to get those great professionals there to help. For you, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how can I consolidate my debt? We'll chat about it. We will also talk about, based on current spending, when can you retire? big question for a lot of people as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within our market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. I think it's like $94 a month. I have no ownership in the company, so it's not my gig. But think about if you $87 a month, credit repair, LifeLock, get rid of some of those old debts that probably are not being accurately reported on the documentation. Just a thought there for you. I would suggest you reach out to them just so you know what your credit scores are, what they look like on a regular basis. Just a thought for you. Your creditsanitizer.com. How can I consolidate my debt is a very, very common question. What is consolidating debt and how does it work? What's the benefits of it? And is it a one-size-fits-all? So debt consolidation allows borrowers to roll multiple old debts into a single new one. Ideally, That new debt has a lower interest rate that makes payments more manageable or lets borrowers pay off the total more quickly. Sometimes the idea is to get the payment. The big issue is manageable. Now, be careful, because I've seen some of these things. We get a 21% payoff, a 21% interest rate on it. And that means that your debt is doubling every 3.5 years. That's a little bit scary right there. That can be very painful. Yeah. So some borrowers are going to end up in worse shape because they run up the, because they take out this debt. Here's the issue, and here's something that we saw over and over again. A lot of people complained about subprime world. And a lot of the problems that were part of that world were highly related to the fact that consumers don't change their stripes. Zebras don't change their stripes, right? So when we go and talk to some of the consumers and say, okay, this is like a fresh start. You're going to take some equity out of your property. You're going to have a 2 or 3 year loan. What we did back in the early part of the century. You're going to have a 2 or 3 year loan. Get everything paid off. Roll it into the new loan. Do not run up your credit card debt again. That was the problem, is that we would tell people, do not run up that credit card debt again, and they would go and do it anyway. And 2 or 3 years later, we'd call back and we'd be talking and saying, okay, now that you don't have any credit card debt and you've got a history of 12 months or more of paying on time, they go, wait, Ron. I said, what do you mean, wait? And they'd just come back and they'd say, well, you know that idea about running up credit card debt?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too. What ended up happening is they would run up their credit card debt once again, and now not only do they have a larger mortgage with a higher payment, they'd also have the credit card debt that we'd already cleaned up for them. So the first idea is, do not run up that credit card debt a second time. There are different strategies of doing this whole idea, but paying off the consolidating the debt is good. You have to understand, why are you doing it? Are you doing it strictly for the pay down? Are you doing it for a single payment? Are you doing it because you want to buy a new house or a car or something like that? Now, here's the issues. Every one of those are going to have a different strategy as to what you're going to use the money for and what you're going to pay down. So if you're looking to buy a new house, well, then you want to strategically be paying down credit cards so that they all get below 70% and they all get below 50% or they all get below 30% utilization. That's the key, is the utilization number. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the highest interest rate. And I know it might be counterintuitive. It might be that you say, you know something, I don't want to keep paying on a high interest rate card and pay down a low interest rate card, because I've got this high interest rate debt consolidation. Well, I understand that. I get it. But one of the things we're looking for is trying to get you to a higher FICO score so your interest rate on your new home is less. If you have a lower interest rate, your payment is less. When your payment is less, then you're able to go and put more money towards those other debts over time. So there is a strategy to the whole process. Now, if you're just doing the debt consolidation so that you don't have as many payments, okay, pay off the highest interest rate debt first and then move forward. Then that may have the best impact on your credit scores. The other thing is, don't pay off any of those debts 100%. Because what ends up happening is the bureaus, the credit card companies, when you start paying them off 100%, they might start saying, well, he's got this new debt out there, so we're going to cancel the old debt. The old credit card. When they cancel that credit card, it dings your credits, because now all your other credit cards have a lower availability, or the utilization goes up because you paid off one. That by definition decreases your utilization, and if they close that, now it's going to decrease your availability. So we want to keep the availability high, the utilization low, and we want to keep the old cards as long as we can. The longer we can keep those old cards open, even if they're charging you a little bit on a fee for it, while we're in the process of strategically rebuilding your credit using this debt consolidation, we want to do a lot of different areas that are going to benefit you. Many of them will be to increase. You might even be looking at increasing the amount of balance, your balance on the card. Yeah, it seems kind of counterintuitive. Increase the balance of the card, not the balance, but the credit line. Increase the credit line, decrease the balance, and it'll help your credit score. Doesn't necessarily sound logical, but that's the way the bureaus work. That's the way the FICO algorithms work. Increase your credit limit, decrease the balance. That gets that percentage that I was talking about, the utilization percentage, to be the best number possible for you or your family. Debt settlement companies, I would be very, very careful of any kind of a debt settlement company. You don't, that's not probably in your best interest. Bankruptcy, could be. There are uses for that. There are certainly times that you need to talk to a bankruptcy attorney, get the guidance of them. Christine Wilton does a great job. Christine Kingston, I think is her married name now. But Christine does a great job for people, giving them the information that they need. You need to be always getting your credit scores. Know what your credit scores are. The true FICO scores. Again, that option from Credit Sanitizer, $87 a month. That gives you your credit score, legitimate ones, and also you monitor what's happening with your FICOs. Again, I don't know details of it. I just know that I send a lot of people over there. I get a lot of really, really good reports back on the service they provide, and it helps people get their credit scores corrected. When they're corrected, they're generally better. If you want to get some old information off of there that shouldn't be being reported any longer, that's where that happens, is from the talk, getting the bureau to do the corrections. I saw just the other day where they had past residences. And you have to understand what they past residents, past places one has lived. And as one of the past residences, they had a P.O. box. Now, I don't know about you. Can you live in a P.O. box? But that's the way the FICOs work, is they have that incorrect information on there. So if you can successfully manage your debt, ask yourself a few more questions. Can I pay off the debt in 6 months to a year? If so, it may not be worth the time and effort to consolidate. You might end up paying a few extra bucks of interest, but maybe not more. Can I get a lower interest on my current debt just by asking? Sometimes that's an easiest thing, is go to your credit card company, ask them if they'll lower the debt. Am I ready to change the spending patterns that built up the debt in the first place? Got to think about all these different items. And then you just look and say, okay, what, you know what your blended household interest rate is? Big question I ask on a regular basis, and very few people have an answer. What is the blended interest rate on your household debt? A lot of people don't understand what that means. So what I like to do is I like to find out what all of your debts, home, auto, credit cards, student loans, everything. Put it all on a spreadsheet. Put the amount of the current balance. You put interest rate. And you put in there, hopefully you've got a duration, a time period of how long you're looking to pay things off. Because remember, when you put in a credit card, and if you're just paying the minimum amount due on a credit card, you're probably looking at somewhere around 300 years to pay that off. And I know medicine's pretty good, and they're getting a lot of breakthroughs in medicine. I don't know that they're going to be coming up with anything soon that's going to allow us to live 300 years. So I just throw in, and a lot of times on credit cards, I'll throw in 10 years, even though that seems like a bit of a stretch. And people say, oh, it's not going to take me 10 years to pay it off. Well, look at how long you've had that credit card debt already. And how much, is it going up or is it going down? So let's just use a number that could be realistic into the model. I looked at a number of numbers, and I'm going to share with you when we come back. Somebody did a $365,000 home loan at 3.875% interest. But what do you think, if they are an average American, what do you think their blended household interest rate would be? I bet it shocks you. We'll talk about it when we come back. Also talk about, based on your current spending, when can you retire? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on YouTube, youtube.com/Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivered every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio Gift Bag. Text RSR Gift Bag, this is 79564, RSR, Ron Siegel Radio, RSR Gift Bag to 79564. And you'll get a whole host of different gifts that'll come right through to you right there. Cool stuff for you to contemplate, for you to enjoy based on your current spending. Can you retire? Well, here's the issue is how much money do you need to retire? So the idea there is the guideline, and this goes way back. This is, it goes back to the days that I've shared this with you people since the 90s when I was in financial services at Merrill Lynch. Basically, what you want to do is look at the amount of money you have in your retirement, how much is, look at your household budget, and then figure out, okay, if I've got whatever the number is in money, so say you've got $1 million, I'll just use a round number. That means you've got $40,000 to $50,000 a year that you can be spending, and you won't have to worry probably about running out of money. $40,000 to $50,000 a year. Use 4 to 5% of whatever the total is that you have saved. So if you can live off of $40,000 to $50,000, remember that has inflation in there too. So if you're retiring at age 62 or 65, you're going to need to be living for 20 years in retirement. You need to plan on living for 20 years in retirement. So over time, that's going to double, maybe even triple. What were you earning 20 years ago? Well, if you're old enough to even remember back then, even if you weren't working then. So the concept here is, and the idea is, if you're doing that, if you're taking 4 or 5%, and we've chatted before, we've had Al Manfrey in here, and Al has shared with us his concept of earning 7% in a safe, secure manner. So if Al's got this program earning 7% and you're taking 4 to 5%, do you see how our situation is you don't run out of money? You're always earning more money than what you're spending, so you don't use up that principal. And as long as you're not using up the principal, you're going to be in good shape for a successful and enjoyable retirement. 4 to 5% is the key number for you to be looking at right there. I'm going to also share with you the concept of planning ahead. How much longer do you, how much money do you need so to get to that 2 million stage? And I've shared with you how you can do it exactly or just with your mortgage, right? Because if you've got the leveraged mortgage, and you buy, say, a $400,000 home, and it's appreciating. We just talked about CoreLogic saying 5.2% is the national expectation for the current year, 5.2%. At a $400,000 mortgage, that's growing by $20,000 a year. Every so often, what I recommend, and again, FINRA doesn't like us to talk about this. A lot of the institutions don't like us to talk about this. They don't want to talk about it for a simple reason. Because they don't have faith in you, just like I shared with you a little bit earlier about our concept of telling people, okay, we're going to get rid of your debt, but don't go rack up all the credit card debt again. People do it. Well, the issue is the same. You take money out of your house, I tell you to put it into a very, very safe, secure, maybe even an insured investment, and people say, well, I'm going to go buy a new car. That's not an investment. Buying a boat, that's not an investment. A piece of rental property that's cash flowing, that's an investment. Going over to Al Manfrey and talking to him about his programs, that is an investment. Those are places where you're talking safe and secure, where the money can continue to grow. Every 10 years when you've got money with Al, can't guarantee it, but based on the history, every 10 years roughly, the money's doubling. So put $20,000 in there today. 10 years from now, it's $40,000 and $80,000 in 20 years. But next year, you're putting in another $20,000. See how you can get that number to be a big number over time, over a 20, 30, 40-year retirement. What if you start with your kids doing that right away? Do you think you're going to benefit from that? Do you think your kids are going to be happy with that? Do you think your kids are going to benefit from it? I'm going to suggest it's going to be the only way they get to retire. Now, people will say, well, I do that with my 401k. Hogwash. It's just geared for the government to take more of your money. Because when I've talked to Al, when he's been on the program with us, we've talked about the idea that he's got the solution where you're not putting that money and getting that money go back to the government, where you've got a tax strategy. That whole idea of what we're looking for with dealing with those type of investment programs. That is the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by the Gift Bag. Ron Siegel Radio Gift Bag. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. I shared also in that gift bag, there is a coupon there for a trust, $300 off on a trust. This is the last week you can get a hold of our Fall Home Buyer's Guide and our Fall Home Seller's Guide. They will not be available after this week. So those are in the gift bag as well. Probably a $49 book that you can might be worth millions to you. But again, there's a coupon in there for to get that for free. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564. You can get that totally for free. So we were talking before the break about this idea of a debt consolidation loan. What is a debt consolidation loan? What is your household blended interest rate? That was the item that we're talking about before. So I shared with you this concept of an individual that has a home loan, $365,000 home loan at 3.875% interest. And they had a home equity line of credit that $75,000, 5.49% interest. That'll probably go up by the 14th of December when the Federal Reserve claims they're going to be increasing interest rates. So if the interest rates go up when the Federal Reserve says they are for home loans, think about that one. A couple of auto loans, a 5.95%, a 6.95% interest rate auto loan. Credit card debts, 15, 20, 30% on the credit card debts. Nothing outrageous that most people are not already paying and some student loan debt. Well, think about this. You've got a total of all of those debts comes out to $529,000. And based on the interest rates that are pretty much in line I just shared with you, this household's blended interest rate is 5.03%. 5.03. Yes, that is weighted because of the home loan being so much larger than the other numbers. So you have to weight it for that benefit right there. So if you got a 5.03 and you go out and you try and get a new loan right now, say you have to pay 4.5, are you better off? I'm going to suggest, of course, you're better off. But it's a 30-year loan, I have people tell me. Yeah, it is a 30-year loan. You can pay in advance. There's very few loans right now that have a prepayment penalty on them. But don't worry about that part. What I'm really most concerned for you is what is the game plan? What's the strategy to get out of debt, to get them all paid off? And again, your home, if you've got a $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 house growing at 5% a year, the appreciation is still growing nicely. Every indicator that we look at says that 2017 will be another banner year for getting good for real estate values. Think about it. I'm going to suggest to you, does it cost anything to make a phone call? You know, I'll put in touch with the right people. We can just sit down and do a little bit of a debt consolidation strategy, see if it works for you, see if it makes sense for you. And obviously, as always, I recommend setting that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment